If you have heart's desires that you have a hard time believing in, find a few friends who will believe in them for you. Someone you can take your dreams to and hold them up safely. People who will look back at you and say, "Yes, I want that for you too. I want a new job," for example. Find a girlfriend or a pal who will say, "I know the universe wants that job for you. They're just waiting." Or if you want to take an adventure, find someone who will say, "What a great idea. I'd love to see you go." Some of my clients say, "That sounds like a wonderful idea, but I don't have anyone like that in my life. Where am I going to find someone like that? Everybody I talk to is negative and cynical and shoots me down." The way to find believing eyes is to be believing eyes, I tell them. If you start being generous and you start holding up other people's dreams and wanting for them the little bits and pieces that they dare to reveal about themselves, you will attract in the support you need. And when you have support in your physical world, in your friendships, even one or two, and by the way, children are a very wonderful resource for believing eyes. Even a pet will sit and listen to you and wag its tail. But the importance is that once you get that energy reflecting back, you will come to see the possibility for yourself. So this is an incredibly significant way to break through unconscious desires to fail, to break through the belief systems that have been set up by telling yourself things that are not in agreement with what you really want. Gaining the support of your subconscious mind is really learning to talk to yourself in a way that reflects what you intend, what you hold in your heart. And it is training yourself to put your attention on what you intend and what you really want by putting your attention on people who will support that with you. This is a very powerful shift. Most people never get past principle number two. We can create, but our subconscious mind needs to be in agreement with what we want. In addition to the first half of gaining the support of your subconscious mind, there are several other techniques that you can incorporate to further reinforce bringing your subconscious mind into cooperation with your heart's desire. One technique that you can practice is upon waking in the morning, when you just begin to open your eyes, taking a breath and without even moving, tell yourself what it is that you intend to create. The reason this particular time of day is so important is because your inner chatter, the disbelieving voices of everyone around you, haven't quite kicked in yet. And you have sort of what I call a clear window of opportunity to have a direct conversation with your subconscious mind without having to filter it through other dissenting voices and ideas. So, for example, you want to create a healthy body. Upon first waking, before you even move, perhaps even before you open your eyes, you say internally to yourself, "I am a healthy, vital being with perfect energy and essence," or whatever version of that you can come up with, whatever way you want to talk to yourself. Don't talk in future tense, because the subconscious mind is very literal. It will only do what you tell it. So if you say, "I will be healthy," well, that will postpones "I am." Speak in the present tense. "I am loved and lovable. I am working in an environment that really supports my creativity. I am secure. I am prosperous." This early twilight time allows you to have dialogue with your subconscious mind so that it gets clear and uninterrupted directives from you. The subconscious mind also responds very well to succinct and repetitious instruction. If you go on and on and on, it will be less effective than if you say simple, direct, repetitive messages. That brings me to the second instruction, which is the power of affirmation. Affirmation is the language of the subconscious mind. That's why it is so valuable. Affirmation is a direct conscious instruction that can be driven deeply into the subconscious bank. Imagine, for example, if you're talking to a 10-year-old, imagine giving that 10-year-old the instructions, clean up the house, put your shoes away, let the dog out. But if you go on and on, it's important to clean up the house because we're having company and the house needs to be in order and the dog needs exercise and I bought you good shoes and after a while you lose interest. And pretty soon you forget what the original instruction was. Talk to your subconscious mind like you're talking to a very cooperative, interested child that really responds best enthusiastically, but needs clear instruction without a lot of confusion. Another way to influence your subconscious mind, a way that I absolutely adore, is to make up little poems, little mantras, little ditties. For example, a client of mine took this particular suggestion to heart and came up with what is one of the most delightful little mantras. Through divine grace, I move into my rightful place. I am free of old drama. I don't need the trauma. And over again, she said this mantra right through her troubles and transitions and her divorce and ended up eliminating all of her problems in a very simple song. Subconscious mind loves rhyme, loves poetry, loves simple, direct, repetitive affirmations. A final suggestion would be to write things down. The process of pen to paper is more effective than a computer. My recommendation is that you don't work on a computer, that you simply write things down, because the important thing is not just what you're writing down, but the actual physical kinesthetic experience that your body is recording as you put pen to paper. Gain the support of your subconscious mind. You can do it in several ways. One, gain support. Gain supportive friends. Be supportive to gain supportive friends. Write affirmations. Sing affirmations. Give yourself directives just when you're waking up. Be simple. Be direct. Be repetitive. But most of all, simply understand how the subconscious mind works. It only wants to agree with you, but you are the one that writes the script. Learning to speak to your subconscious mind is an art, for the subconscious mind is very literal. It will take whatever instruction you give it exactly as you give it and execute it exactly as you say it. So it's important that you pay attention to what you say and choose your words carefully.